We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Audacy put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Audacy. Visit ads.audacy.com.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Give me 2 minutes. Rick Snyder will join the program at 11:30. The question right now, Jeff Walker came in here. We're talking about the traffic on 395 exit 8C. It's dangerous, man. There's been two accidents in the last 24 hours of people trying to cut across multiple lanes of traffic to get off a left exit going into Crystal City. It's a zoo. Jeff Walker says that's got to be Virginia drivers because they're the worst in the area. Gonzalez Bernal tweeted me and says, Maryland drivers are the worst in the whole country. I don't think they follow any laws or rules. Just drive there and you'll see. Angry Rob agrees, says, Maryland drivers are the worst. I've lived in both places. Without question, PG County drivers cause the most accidents. Phone lines are open on this. Kane is in Southeast. Kane, what's up, man? Who's the worst drivers?
Hello. How y'all doing today? B-Mitch, like, you my man. My man Wilbur Marshall gave me his gloves. We used to play at RFK Stadium. I go back way back then. Uh-huh. But I say, D.C. I say D.C. because, they make it so hard to get delicious crab legs down the wharf. They got, an easy pass lane. D.C. don't even have easy pass.
Kane, can I ask you, so you think D.C. drivers are the worst because it's hard to get good crab legs at the wharf?
Yes. How you going to park at the down that wharf? Where you going to park at?
That's a good point.
That's just, own little spot, and then, it's so difficult to get crab legs now.
All right.
But, D.C. got the easy pass lanes. D.C. don't have easy pass lanes. So you go on the Case Ridge, go from Haynes Point to Virginia, and, you got to have an easy pass only. But people go that way because we know better. We, navigate there because we're from here.
Thanks for the call, man.
All right, brother.
I was not expecting crab legs to be a part of the worst driver
equation. Hey, man, I got to be able to get my crab legs, man.
Well, dude, it's funny driving by the wharf after, what was it, Captain White's?
Yeah.
The big one that pulled out.
Mm-hmm.
Did that mystery ever get solved, where they went? What happened?
I thought they were supposed to be going to do something on their own over there closer to...
I thought it was at the National Harbor.
Yeah, the harbor now, down there.
Well, that's where you go for your crab legs. Here's what I'll say. I go over that 395 bridge leaving work. I actually went over it this morning because I had to drop my daughter off at camp. I'm on that bridge 2-3 times a week.
Mm-hmm.
You're probably on it 2-3 times a week because sometimes you're coming in from 66, right?
I come in 66 in the morning and I go back the other way.
That bridge is a zoo just because you've got so much traffic coming in from so many places leaving the city. You get across, and there is just a billion exits in, a quarter of a mile. Between the GW and then 110 and then Crystal City on the left, I don't equate that stretch with any local jurisdiction's bad drivers. That's just chaos.
Everybody bad. But now, what I look at is this. If you know you're about to get off on an exit, don't you start getting over early? Like that white car on that video, they waited till they got no more than 100 yards from when they had to exit. They're three, four lanes over, and they come all the way across, clip one car. That car avoids them, and they hit the other car, and the other car wrecks. The white car kept going. The whole thing about it, asses, just get over early instead of trying to cut in front of people like that.
Agreed. I think that stretch of road is just dangerous. But my synopsis on Maryland versus Virginia drivers, I'm not sure one is better than the other. I do think Maryland drivers are a little more aggressive and Virginia drivers are a little more passive, and that creates for some interesting moments on the road. Now, Jeff, you have a very hot take here. I will allow you to present it.
Okay, so I don't say which one is badder, which one is worse. I just made up a word. I apologize.
Is that badder?
Badder, yeah.
Like I don't. Like who's just, the next batter?
Did it's you get just, that? You got
it's,
that?
It's just, you're you know.
We're going to make a song about
so
it.
So it's like Maryland drivers, they don't let you over. If you're trying to get over, they're racing you so you can't get in a spot. Virginia drivers, they turn their flash on and jump over automatically, or they just don't do it at all. Every time I've rode my motorcycle, right, and a car has almost knocked me off my bike, because, of course, you know, you get the hand gestures when I'm on a bike because you could kill me here. Every time I look back at the tag, what is it? White tag, blue letters, Virginia. So they Virginia drivers are like on my top list of worst drivers ever. And then DC drivers, like you said, JP, they just think they could turn around at any point in the world, just make a U-turn on any street. People don't want to put their hazards on for the Uber Eats and stuff. They just want to stop in the middle of the road. Like, man, it's, this area in general is just, you better off walking or catching the metro.
And think about it. Like, a lot of people, some people grew up in Virginia. They live in Maryland. They got Maryland tag now. Some of them grew up in Maryland, live in Virginia.
Right. Store now name.
Dude, so all of them messed up.
Because, like, I live in Maryland. I drive in all three jurisdictions just about every day.
Mm-hmm.
Because from my house to get downtown, it's often easiest to go GW, and then you're going through Virginia into DC anyway. People are chiming in here. Ren Gambino says, man, if you were talking about the exit that'll take you towards Jefferson Davis Highway going to Potomac Yards, you're right. I always feel like I'm going to die trying to cut across 395 to make that exit.
But where are they coming from? My question is,
if you're coming from 14th Street, not 395, but like you're coming from, you know, right by the Holocaust Museum, you're coming down 14th Street where it turns into the bridge, you're kind of forced to be on the far right side there, and then you do, I guess, have to get over.
You're on the
like
right
six
side,
lanes
but
of traffic.
You can get over before you get on the other side of the damn bridge.
You got to slowly try to inch over yeah. rather than trying to cut across
yeah, but
four
most
lanes.
Most people fly all the way up to the GW exit, and then they try to jump all the way over.
Sure.
Just get over to the left early.
All right. Jagger is in Manassas. What's up, Jagger?
Good morning, guys. Love your show. Listen to it every day while I'm at work.
Appreciate it.
You guys doing a great job. I lived in Maryland most of my life. I live out in Virginia now. But obviously it's Maryland because, for one thing, the big thing is they only go through safety inspection one time. And you don't know what's driving out.
Hey, you're right about that. Yes.
That's true. It's only when you buy a car.
Yeah. You buy a car, go through safety inspection. You got it 5, 6, 7, 8 years later, and you're riding around all kind of crap.
That's a right, very exactly. fair point.
Yeah.
That's it. Thank you, guys. Have a good one.
All right, man, thanks for the call, it. Dude. That is true, because Virginia, you have to get it every year, right?
Yes.
You also got to pay taxes on that thing every year.
Yeah, but that's what I'm saying. But still, you want the cars and everything to be safe on the road. Hell, you don't know what's going on half the time.
Cody Betts, tech executive, chimes in, says, Maryland has the worst drivers, and it's not even close. I don't know that it's not even close. You are driving somewhere all the time. You are in Maryland probably as much as I'm in Virginia. Now, what do you think?
I just think that it's not necessarily the state. It's the drivers. Okay? We got people putting on makeup. We got people trying to reach into their back seat. People are sitting up there with their phone. Listen, I don't know how police officers aren't pulling people over a lot. I drive, and I constantly see people holding their phone up. They don't even put it down low anymore. You got younger people who try to do every damn thing but pay attention to the road. Okay? And there are people on the road today in both Maryland and Virginia who feels that they own the road. Like Jeff was talking about earlier, they turn on their signal. They don't turn on the signal and look and use the mirrors. They just turn on the signal and start moving.
And
they don't care if you're on the side of them. They don't care if you're behind them. They just start moving. And I see that in every state, in both of these states, every time I go through them every day.
I don't know that one area is worse than the other. I think there's just a lot of bad drivers.
Yeah, that's it.
On both sides.
Yeah. Totally.
And I think some of it depends where you are. Like 395 right there, it's hard to blame that on Virginia because, I mean, you're just over the river, right? Mm-hmm. That's just an awful place to be driving because it's chaotic.
Yeah.
I would put the mixing bowl in that category.
Oh, yeah.
I would put Tyson's in that category.
Yeah.
I would put, like, where the toll road and 66 and the Beltway all kind of hit. And then, but there's parts of that in Maryland, too. Like, the 270 split in Maryland is a disaster.
Yeah.
We're 95 and we're 50 split are a disaster. Mm-hmm. And then one thing, like Arlington, that's seven corners intersection.
Yeah.
Eighth circle of hell.
It's pathetic. Because that little term, you're coming off of seven to try to get onto 50. They have the arrow which tells you this one goes to 50. The other one goes back. Make the little, like, kind of a U-turn in a sense. They will come over on you in a heartbeat.
Now, my guy Yusuf on Twitter is coming directly at Jeff Walker.
I'm actually responding on it now. I just had
hold
to
on,
get...
Hold on. Just hold on. This is an audio medium. So just hold on, Jeff. Yusuf says, on top of not getting words out right, not getting the pod out on time, Jeff is also wrong about this. PG County drivers are the worst. I cross the bridge and it's Mad Max.
Okay, Yusuf, just because you're a horrible driver and can't keep up with traffic doesn't mean it's mad over here. Two, I'm not the one responsible for putting the podcast up, my guy, so you're loud and wrong again. I'm not going to tell you who's responsible because I'm not a snitch, but just keep on listening, buddy, and make sure your facts are right and, you know, you got everything correct before you try to come for someone on Twitter. See, I'm not going to respond to you on Twitter. I was because my followers are just going to eat you up. And I don't want that to happen to you, Yusuf. So just continue to have a good day, brother.
So how about this? Another area that you could blame Maryland for, but it's just over the line, just over the river from Virginia, is the whole situation coming from Alexandria to National Harbor, where they got the local exits and the other exits, and then you've got 295 coming in, and then 210, and then the one road to go to the casino.
Yeah.
That's a zoo, too.
It's a lot of stuff, but the thing of it is, when I was going across the bridge on Saturday. I know I have to be in more. I don't take the local. I go to the other one. And I know I got to get over. So I'm not in the left lane waiting until the last second to come over to take the 210 exit. I'm already in the right lane. If it slows me down a little bit, what the hell does it make a difference? I slow down and I get off cool. But there's always somebody in the left lane. Shoot across you. Because people think that they're the only one that got to go somewhere. You know, like the ones that run up, driving on the shoulder, and then think they're going to just force themselves in front of you. Now, I will cut you off in a heartbeat right there.
I think some of the most dangerous stuff out there that, honestly, I feel like I see more in Maryland than I do in Virginia is like the Fast and the Furious crowd that's like, driving souped up little sports cars, cutting in and out of traffic on the Beltway. And then the motorcycles, Jeff. Like when you get a gang of motorcycle dudes cutting in and out of traffic, driving in the middle
driving
of
the lane. That's
like Route
that's 15 not cool
in
here.
Maryland with the motorcycles is unbelievable.
You're going to deal with that anywhere. Let's be honest.
But no, you don't deal with it anywhere. California, you deal with it there.
California, it is basically known. The motorcycle guys drive. They drive down the lines. That's not no relatively known thing here. Because what if you're driving on the line, okay, for a motorcycle, and I'm about to come over to pass somebody. You run right to my car. I hit
clipped.
You. The thing of it is.
It's both of y'all fault.
No, motorcycles should be doing the same thing as a damn car. When you have a motor, stay in the middle of the damn two lines and ride. You don't ride up the line.
Yeah, now, of course, just like everyone speeds and people break the rules. Now, I'm one of the motorcycle drivers. I don't get in the middle on that white line because, like I said, people don't put their signals on. People don't check their blind spots when they get over. Mm-hmm. It's times I've been driving right in the middle. It's times I didn't even took the pipe off just so you could hear the bike go brrr, so you could hear. And people just merge right over anyway,
well,
and I'm on the shoulder
Jeff,
like,
they can't
dude.
Hear because now they wear their damn iPods and stuff.
Yeah, the AirPods.
AirPods when they're sitting there driving a car.
Let's,
how stupid.
Let's take this call because this dude is calling from the CIA. I'm not even going to say your name. What's up, man?
up, fellas? It's Gary.
How you doing, man?
Okay. Gary's gone.
Hey, look, man. You can't really blame the GPS. At least my GPS, it tells me in 1 mile, stay to the left. And a quarter of a mile, stay to the left. So it gives you plenty of warning, at least my GPS does.
Uh-huh.
So that GPS excuse really ain't no excuse.
That's true.
So,
I turned the audio off, but that's true.
and let me tell you something. The problem with Maryland drivers, especially PG County, they're bad drivers because they're aggressive drivers. Where are you going, like you were saying, JP, people are in and out of the lane, all over the shoulder, going 80 miles. It's traffic. It's slow traffic. Where are you going? You're not going to go nowhere. You're risking your life. I drive a dump truck. People cut me off. I need a football field to stop this dump truck.
You're right about that.
Thanks for the call, Gary.
Yeah, and people will cut you off. People will cut you off to get 25 feet ahead of you.
Thank you for the call, bud. We'll try to get.
I wish I could have gotten me a Bigfoot truck at one point.
Let's just squeeze one more in here. I really want to take this call because it's Billy in Front Royal, and Jeff wrote Front Loyal. What's up, Billy?
it's Front Royal. But, hey, man, I drive from Front Royal in Virginia all the way to College Park, Maryland every day. And
wow.
I usually go through all three jurisdictions because I take a different route home. But by far, as soon as I go across American Legion Bridge and cross into Maryland, it's kill or be killed.
Welcome to the Terra Dome.
It really is. I'm on 66 right now, and there's traffic, but it's peaceful. But I'm telling you right now, as soon as I go across that bridge, it's different. and to your point, B. Mitch, about the motorcycles, I ride motorcycles, and a lot of us stay in and ride the white line because people will rear end you, and if you get rear ended on a bike,
yeah.
I mean, you're going to get messed up.
If you get touched on a bike, you're getting messed up. Thanks for the call, Billy. Thanks
I understand,
for listening,
but I'm
man.
Just saying, man, look, be careful with that.
Be careful wherever you are. Yeah. I think that's especially if you're going over 395. When we come back, give me 2 minutes. Rick Snyder joins the program.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.
B. Mitch and Finley, 106.7 The Fan, presented by John Leahy and the Fine Living Group. Let the MVP of DMV Real Estate sell your home for more. Visit johnsellsdmv.com. Right now, talking to our guy, Rick Snyder. You can follow him on Twitter at Snide_remarks via the BetQL guest line. Presented by the BetQL Network, wagertainment for every fan. Let's talk to Rick right now. What's going on, Mr. Snyder? How you doing, buddy?
Just enjoying the downtime. Nobody talks about Commanders now, do they?
I mean, unfortunately, they
hadn't been good stuff.
They might be getting more national attention right now than they will by week 9. Here's kind of what I wanted to ask you. What do you make of the latest batch of congressional inquiries? Do you actually think Dan will get subpoenaed and deposed and all that stuff? And one thing you've been so good on throughout is understanding the stadium saga. What do you think all this means for a new stadium?
Well, I don't see any way that the stadium is coming back to RFK. Because the recent elections have Mayor Bowser and Mendelson, who runs the council, virtual shoo-ins in November. The city's only 5% Republican voters. I just looked that up. And so there's no way that they lose. And both of them are against the stadium there. And the council controls the money. So 7 members of the council recently came out, the majority, saying they're not going to support a stadium if the city can regain control of the site from the federal government. So it's dead to the nth degree. And it's been dead for 10 years. It's just people wanted it so much. But it's finally everybody's just lined up and said, no, we're done. The congressional parts, I'm sure Dan Snyder will be subpoenaed as soon as they can put it in his hand. But will he appear? I doubt it. The January 6th committee that subpoenaed all those people had 12 of them refuse, and the committee didn't go after them. So just because you're subpoenaed doesn't mean you will show up. And they're going to play a delay game. They're going to get the lawyers to hold off till November. I don't know if the House will switch Republican control, but if it does, this thing will all go away because Republicans are against it. So it's a waiting game. But I don't see Snyder testifying because, you know, you're under oath and a lot of bad things can happen then.
It's interesting. If RFK is dead now, I mean, it's all the way dead, right?
Yeah. Yeah.
The state of Maryland has money on the table, and it seems like there is just zero interest by the commanders. Do you read that the same way?
Well, they're trying to get the better deal out of, you know, and get Virginia back into bidding so they can get more. Because the Maryland offer is not $400 million to the commanders. It's $400 million to the area around it. Mm-hmm. That will help the commanders by, you know, increasing it. But not, I don't know how much exponentially it will on that. So Snyder's like, I'm still not really getting much money in my pocket. So maybe I can, you know, do whatever I can to get Virginia back in this race. But all the scandal that's been going on, allegations and such, has Virginia finally saying, wait a minute, let's just hold back and wait. You know, you remember when they were talking $1 billion, and I was right. Talking about, are you all insane? Mm-hmm. This is the stupidest thing you ever heard. They finally wised up and said, well, let's just sit this out for a while. They're in no hurry. So I think the whole process is just bogged down. And maybe Snyder would like to have build his own little Snyderville somewhere. If he spells it my way, I'm okay with that. But, you know, I think he's going to be forced to stay at Maryland because they're the only person really that's interested in it.
It's fascinating because we're talking with Rick Snyder. You can follow him on Twitter at @Snide_remarks. I think to wait for Virginia now, just because of their legislative calendar, means you're waiting until next March, April, May, June, something like that. Do you think the team can afford to just keep waiting?
Oh, yeah. Probably can't afford not to. I mean, part of this is Snyder's has some big issues on the table. I don't see him getting forced out, but at some point you really have to ask yourself, is it worth staying? And if you want to market this team for sale, what does the stadium do for its value? Because if next guy has to build it, that's money off his pocket. You know, I mean, it's there. So waiting a year, you can still build the stadium when you want, if it's worth waiting. But I don't know that it is for Snyder. It's just, what's his plans on all this? Of course, he never talks to anybody to tell us. But I haven't seen any movement on the stadium stuff in a while, which means he's really more consumed with sailing in the Med and avoiding subpoenas.
I think if another owner were to come in, we already have a deal in place.
I would agree with that.
Yeah, and I think that
I almost think D.C. would be back on the table.
Probably.
I'm not sure. You know, the problem with D.C. is we have focused on RFK so hard. Is there another place in town that it could go? Could it go into Anacostia just across the river?
Yeah, I was looking at that spot the other day.
Yeah, that's the logjam here is trying to, you know, force it in a spot that doesn't work and you didn't look at the other spots. And I think they probably could find another spot if they really wanted. I agree if you bring in the right owner, the city probably would say, okay. It's just everybody's been trying to force it on that RFK site. And that's just been a non-starter. And they've cost themselves other looks. The Oxon Cove site, which is technically in Maryland and technically federally controlled, is still a possibility on this. So I wouldn't rule that out completely. You know, it's just, boy, it's really just gone down into nothing. But this is much like what happened in the 90s. I covered that one, too. You know, Cook bounced around town everywhere. He went to Virginia, had a press conference, were ready to go, and the legislature decided they didn't want to do it. You know, he went to a couple places in Maryland. He bounced around D.C. some, you know, and he finally settled on Landover because he was out of options on everything. That was his last option.
Yeah. It's remarkable how similar it kind of seems to that. And that's when the team was really good, or at least had been really good, and was incredibly loved, you know? And it's crazy.
Yeah. I mean, isn't there a golf course or something we could, you know, grab and take it? You know, something like that. But yeah, back then everybody did want it. You know, the Cook didn't want to deal with Mayor Kelly. And, you know, Virginia legislator didn't want to put money way up in Northern Virginia for it. You know, and it was going to go to Laurel, which really would be a boondoggle. But it was about a quarter mile into Anne Arundel County, and they decided that's too close to Baltimore. So they wanted them to move 2 miles down the street in Laurel.
God, imagine if the state – Laurel would be as bad as Dumfries. That would be just – at least Landover's inside the Beltway. And here's my biggest concern, Rick, is if they don't – they haven't – we all kind of can recognize this. They haven't put a lot of money into maintenance and upgrades at the stadium. I still don't think they're going to. And I think the longer they stay there – I mean, last year you had legitimate security risks. You had risks to fans. I don't know. I think they need some sort of plan sooner than later.
Well, I think they bought a bunch of new duct tape and twist ties for the rail. So I think they're good there. Got a good deal on Amazon. Listen, I'm selling my house soon. I'm not sticking a lot of money in this place. I'm not putting marble countertops in my house. You know, I painted the walls and said, let's go.
Right.
So
where are you moving?
Same thing for him. Moving 20 minutes farther into Southern Maryland, called Charlotte Hall.
Okay.
I'm getting old, JP. I can collect Social Security in a few weeks.
Proud of you. Hopefully there's some left by the time I get there. I wanted to ask you two things.
The way we're going now.
Right.
You never know.
A little bit of actual football. I saw you out at minicamp and OTAs and all that. What do you think of this team's prospects this fall, as we can judge on June 27th?
I think they should win 10 games or so this year. It's a little better offense. You know, if they can't do something with all these guys, there's a problem. I mean, it all comes down to Wentz there. But, you know, Wentz looked okay. I've never been down on him like some people are. And defensively, we'll see. You know, I mean, I got to see what Chase can do. Is he going to be healthy? Is he going to be, you know, available? I think they're still a little more suspect on defense than we thought they would be. And they weren't that good last year as much as people wanted to look at the finish. The beginning was awful. Uh-huh. So I think they can be okay, you know, but I don't think they're going to be great. You know, they don't have the people. I mean, Brian remembers. Remember the days you walk in the locker room and you saw great players in this locker room? You don't really walk in this locker room and say that.
Now, speaking of great players, what do you make of the Terry McLaurin situation?
I don't know that he signs beforehand, and people will think it's the team, but I suspect it's the agent who says, listen, you see how much people are signing for? It's okay to wait. And what's the worst thing that could happen? Get franchise tagged? Mm-hmm. You know, grab that money for a couple of years? It's really these recent signings of receivers elevated Terry's market way up, and I don't think the team wants to quite pay that money, at least yet.
Yeah, I think guarantees are a huge part of it.
Can this team, I mean – I know, like, they don't want to do this, they don't want to do that. Are they in the position to be allowing a guy like that to get frustrated and leave this team again? Because they haven't signed anybody.
Yeah, I mean, how many times have we seen this in the last 5 years? You know, watch all the really good players leave, you know, and Trent's gone, and Kirk left, and Brandon Sheriff's gone, and these first-round picks being gone. They've done it repeatedly. And this team has hit rock bottom as far as attendance goes. How much worse could it get? But I do know the public is really will be really ticked. But, you know, they'll get over it just like everything else, I guess.
Yeah.
Or slowly erode, one or the other.
Yeah.
Rick.
It's a landslide down attendance. Look at what's happened.
It's crazy.
In five years, they have gone, you know, went from like 700,000 to 400,000. And at least half of those were opposing fans.
Well, and you know what's tough for the new leadership and the new business operations over there is the numbers from 5 years ago were incredibly juiced. I mean, those weren't real numbers, but still they get reported, and that's what you get judged off of. So now they're reporting real numbers. They'd almost be better juicing the numbers again so it doesn't look quite as devastatingly bad. Rick, I wanted to seriously take time out of it because I really –
juice the eyesight.
Yeah, exactly. But – I enjoy it so much. Tell everybody about the Gimme 2 Minutes stuff and just where they can find it.
Well, I was desperate since I got laid off 6 times in 7 years to do something. So I created Rick Snyder's Washington on YouTube. And it's 2 minutes because that's what YouTube gives you is 2 minutes or Twitter gives you 2 minutes. So I do it quick, and people love it because they have no attention span anymore. They don't want to read anything. I mean, I still write for 106.7 The Fan, but I do quick hits, you know, on things. And I just finished the top 20 all-time Redskins, which I consulted with two other writers. We had about 140 seasons between us. So So we went through the list. Brian was number 20 all time.
Congratulations.
Brian's thinking he should be higher, but, yeah, 20.
Hey, I'll take 20 of all those people. I'm glad you said so. Some young people, they think all I did was do radio and TV. They don't think I ever played the game. What makes you want to talk about football so much? Okay, I just played it a little bit.
Where can we find that list? Or is it rolling out piece by piece?
It came out today as the last one. I did four of them. So it's on YouTube or my Twitter feed. You can see them both places.
And okay.
People love the history. They love the quick hits of it all. They like that, you know, 2 minutes doesn't take long. So most people analytics watch 90 seconds and quit. But, wow. You know,
I love when you do the, like, you know, in 1887 at this park, there was a duel or whatever. Like, I love that stuff, too.
Yeah.
It's
fun.
Yeah,
I do that. When I'm walking on tours, I'll stop and do them and on the site. And yeah, people love that. That and food, man. I don't know why you can bother with the Commanders anymore. I should just do pizza reviews everywhere.
Hey, a lot of people follow that.
Rick, thank you for the time, man.
Appreciate
everybody
you,
check him out at Snide_remarks.
All right, guys. Thanks.
All right, man.
All right. That's Rick Snyder. Attendance may be down in Washington, but wait till you hear what attendance is like in other NFL cities. Plus, High Noon, Mary Kay Cabot joins the program. But the Bengals have basically been the Bungles.
For the nasty.
They've been terrible for all of the 90s, all of the 2000s, all of the... They had a little bit of
run there. In the 90s, they had a little run with Icky.
No, that was the 80s. That was late 80s.
Well, they were, in the 1990-91, they were kind of good.
Okay.
Yeah.
But, I mean, then they started really falling off.
Yeah.
They kind of popped back up with Carson Palmer and then Andy Dalton when they had Ocho Cinco.
The Red Rifle.
Houshmandzadeh. Remember him? They had, you know.
DJ, who's your mama?
Who was the coach? Marvin Lewis. They were winning some games then. They never really broke through in the playoffs. But for years and years and years, the Bengals were kind of an NFL afterthought. Not anymore.
Doesn't take very long to change the mindset of people.
Quarterback and a wideout. Their defense played well. What's crazy is they went to the Super Bowl. Like, I'd love to talk to somebody like Schlereth or you know, somebody that really knows O-line play.
Mm-hmm.
I think you could argue that was the worst offensive line to ever get to a Super Bowl that the Bengals had. The right side of that offensive line was god-awful.
The Bengals?
Yeah. Now, I don't, it would, you'd have to do a deeper dive, and I don't want to have too much of a recency bias on that mm-hmm. thing. But as far as the team getting to a Super Bowl, that offensive line, god-awful.
Yeah, but they were doing things with timing, and they had the playmakers.
And you got a quarterback that's not scared to stand in the pocket.
That's it. And he had athleticism to be able to extend plays a little bit. But I think ultimately, a lot of their stuff was he hits his back foot and he's letting that thing fly.
And they had three stud tight ends, three stud receivers. They had a good tight end, but did he get hurt in the AFC title game?
Got nicked up.
I thought he took one on the knee. I can't remember. Regardless, the Bengals announced in an email they have sold out of season tickets for the 2022 season. Anybody still interested in buying season tickets will now have to join a wait list, which requires a one-time deposit of $150 that goes towards any individual purchase. Hmm. The Bengals had been one of 13 teams in the league without a wait list for season tickets before this announcement. I think that is a really cool story, considering...
It lets you know what getting a legitimate quarterback can do for you and then able to get some playmakers and allow them to play. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
When you draft somebody like Ja'Marr Chase, you don't bring him to your team and try to make him somebody else. Let him do what he's capable of doing. Too many coaches want to try this tear him down from build him up trap. No, you drafted him high like that because you know he's capable. Allow them to go out there and do what they do.
I had a buddy, this is a couple weeks ago, and he was telling me, he's like, listen, man, the Skins, the Commanders are always going to be my team, but my son's just not buying in. Like, and the kid's little. He's like 8, 9 years old, whatever. Mm-hmm. But he's big into football. He's just not into Commanders football. And he just loves Joe Burrow and Ja'Marr Chase. He loves them. So the dad ordered the kid Burrow jersey. And I'm telling you, being around, you know, having young children and being around young children's events at parks and birthday parties and stuff, you better hope Chase gets healthy and Terry gets re-signed, because those are the only jerseys you see. And you see a lot of Lamar, you see Burrow, you see Mahomes, you see Josh Allen. It's an interesting situation with these younger fans. Mm-hmm. And I think the best, the silver lining for Commander's brass, whether it's on the football side or on the business side, look at the Bengals and how fast it can turn around if a couple pieces fall into place.
There you go.
And maybe it'll be Carson. Maybe Carson gets it all the way back. And maybe it'll just be that Carson is good and
build it on to somebody else.
And everything kind of builds from there. You've got a good quarterback and you've got good weapons. And then the defense shows up.
Yeah. Yeah, you have to be consistent in it, though. You know, I don't think there's any more room or time for have 1 year and then you fall off the next year. And then you come back 4 or 5 years. I don't think people want that anymore. I think what it comes down to now, it has to be, you need to be somewhere around good every year. You know, you look at how some of these teams are. They'll be good, good, good. Then they have a bad year and then boom, they're right back the next year. They're not down that long. And this team has to find a way to do that.
When we return, let's figure out what's going on in Cleveland with this Deshaun Watson situation. Seems to only get more complicated every day. Mary Kay Cabot joins the program. Don't go anywhere.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.